The first reading today from the book of Tobit is actually one of my favorite wedding reading, but unfortunately, no one liked to pick this reading because they all go for 1 Corinthians, God, love is patient, love is kind, you know? How wonderful it is for us to be reminded by the book of Tobit that God hears our prayer, and just like the collect or the opening prayer of Mass today, God in His divine providence never failed to answer our prayer, not according to our time, but according to His providential love for us. So God at times will seem to be not caring for us, ignoring us, pushing us away, or somehow have forgotten us, just like Tobit today, who got a cataract because he was looking up up to the sky, and a stupid bird pooped right on his eyes and gave him cataract, right? And then Tobias too, and as well as his wife, you can see a sense of despair in their voice of what they said. They are resigned to just let go of life. There's no longer joy, no longer hope, no longer purpose to live. Sarah was tormented by by this demon that killed seven of her husband, that she just want to hang herself and just die. She's almost at the point of despair. But yet, in the last moment of despair, God listened to her as He listened to Tobit and grant Sarah and Tobias, Tobit's son, a very happy and very blessed and fruitful marriage. And so we see in this too that God will bless us even at times when we feel like there's no more hope, no more joy, nothing else to live for. God really heals us, not only restoring us according to what we want so we can go back to our comfort zone, to go back to living as we would have liked or would have loved, but to grant our heart desires and to fulfill and to transform and to change us deep from within. The name of the angel Raphael means God heals, or God is my healer. And God heals, not in way that we understand, but in way that is deep from within. Do you believe that God wants to heal you and to heal me? Not only physically speaking, but spiritually as well. God truly heals because He listened to our prayer, and He wants to love us deep from within where it hurts the most, where we feel like we have been abandoned, rejected, and ignored or forgotten even by the people of this world. God heals, God loves, God is present because He is faithful, because He is God of the living and not of the dead. Which leads us toward the gospel reading today. Contrary to Mormonism, each of us will not get a planet. Right? When we die, we will not get a planet to live with our family forever and ever. And heaven is not like an eternal retirement community with a whole bunch of angels like those blow-up dolls that wave, welcome, you live forever and ever, do whatever you want. Jesus reminds us today that heaven is that eternal now, eternal presence with God. In heaven, we're no longer worrying about the particular relationship as if we live on earth anymore. In heaven, even though we see our loved one do not define our lives. We all love each other in God, through God, and because of God alone. In heaven, no one lives for themselves, for their own relationship, for their own family, but they all live for God because they all love God. We need to remember this because all of our TV shows and our movies is telling us somehow heaven is that eternal retirement. We get to do whatever we want that we have missed from this earth. But we forget that heaven is that eternal state of union, that perfect union with God, where our will is connected to God's own loving will, so that nothing more, nothing less could be added or taken. we're united with God. And that's it. We don't need anything else. We don't need anyone else. For all we desire is God. That's heaven. If we're able to do that right here and now, we already have a foretaste of heaven. And it happened at each and every Mass when we no longer be distracted by lesser things or by what people say or by what politics or anything else. But if we truly come to each and every Mass and said, Lord, I want to receive you. I want you. I only desire you. I love you. This is heaven on earth. So that's why Jesus reminds us that at the end of the day, we're not defined by our own earthly, marital, or personal relationship. We are defined by our love for God and to love him with our whole heart, even when it gets challenging and hard at times too.